Mark, 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 Mark.
Have they let him out for the weekend?
No, Mum, it's Friday, that's all.
Would you partake of port?
I don't imbibe. You are Mr. Edwin Stoat.
Thank you.
Mr. Stoat, can what I'm saying be heard?
Certainly, I'm not deaf.
I mean by anyone else.
No, why?
This house has a reputation for moral upkeep. You and Mrs. Stoat are pillars of the church, and I prop the chapel.
Come, come, what is it?
I have a moral complaint against a visitor to this household.
But there's only Mrs. Stoat's sister and her fiancé, Mr. Winterton.
Oh, and what about the other one with the toothbrush moustache and fast trousers?
Well, he's a distant cousin. Anything odd about him is purely colonial.
Ah, if you've called about the Carrolls, it's Celia.
I've no wish to mingle.
Oh, she's got a strange complaint, dear.
My husband is an articled clerk, not a doctor.
There has recently come to Dudwater a troupe of performing theatricals.
We don't wish to know that.
Two of them come to my rooms, a man and a young woman. Of the young woman, I add from the first my doubts. And sure enough, yesterday I catch her entertaining him in her room.
Oh, what were they doing?
We don't wish to know that either.
Next thing I learn is she spent all afternoon with a gent from this house on the sandhills. And what are couples up to when they goes on the sandals, even in this weather?
I give in. Winkley?
See? He knows.
How dare you come here with this story?
I'm not having my lodgers perverted, however willing they may be to be so done by.
Edwin, show her the door.
Certainly, dear. Here. This is our door.
You've put us behind with our caroling.
There's some of you won't be caroling in the hereafter.
Wailing you'll be. And there's not much difference at that.
Abominable. Max again. Don't say a word about this to David. He'd only laugh.
He's not here not to say a word about it, too.
What on earth? David!
Find out what you can about this distasteful interlude. Act naturally.
Ah, there you are. Back, Mac?
What?
I mean, Max Beck?
You were supposed to be looking for him.
Oh, tried a likely place, wasn't there? So I had a couple, tried a couple more, and came out.
Why are your trousers wet?
Florence opened the kitchen door and threw a bucket of water in.
Well, I must get the rest of my things on.
Really? How much more is there?
Edwin, robe.
You're wearing galoshes, Edwin. Got trench foot?
Did you see a woman outside just now?
I came in the back way. What was she like?
Chapel, large, stout.
Oh, thanks. And a pot for my friend.
I've been having a bit of a to-do with her.
Really, Edwin? You old rogue.
She told me something, and I want to know if it's to do with you.
Glad to oblige. What is it?
Well, I can't tell you that.
Well, let's clear that up nicely.
Now, look here. You're staying here, and you're engaged to my wife's sister.
Thank you for the resume.
And while you're here, you wouldn't carry on with another girl, would you?
In a house like this, with all you peeping Toms about, what sort of a fool do you think I am?
They're in the dining room, sir.
Hi, sir. How about a little kiss?
Oh, you naughty boy. Mr. Stoat, Mr. David, Mr. Max.
We know who everyone is, thank you. You're back at last. I'll tell Ernestine.
Do you want some meat, sir?
Not the last night's gristle, no thanks.
What about a kiss for me, Flo? Fair's fair.
Certainly not. I don't hand it out left and right, you know.
Bad boy. Huh? Flirting when you're engaged to the prettiest girl I've ever seen. Wish I had half your luck. Never mind my luck. Where have you been? Not with that little girl I told you about in the draper's shop.
And what's it matter to you anyhow? You're going to get married.
All the same, the man's going to be hanged. He still likes to hear about other murderers.
So I detect a certain reluctance on the part of our bashful bridegroom.
Now listen, Max. If I tell you something, you swear not to let on.
No, but what is it?
I never really meant to ask, Louise. I got entangled in a taxi after a rather lively party and couldn't get out of it.
The taxi?
The engagement. We were in this taxi, you see.
You mean you proposed to that peach of a girl because you were pickled?
Oh, there was a lot of confusion, and I thought I was with an entirely different girl.
But dash it, don't you want to marry the girl you thought it was?
The girl I thought it was would have known I didn't mean marriage. Well, that's me. Now, come on, what have you been up to?
I wouldn't have believed it in this one-horse burg old boy, but I met the cutest little popsy. Oh, boy, hot dog.
Well, you needn't be poetical.
Well, it was like this.
Ernestine wants to know what you've been doing.
Don't butt in. Go on, let's hear.
Not in front of Edelwyn. He'd go and snub it to his frau.
You wouldn't tell your wife anything indecent, would you?
I don't know anything indecent. I'm an articled clerk.
Well, it's this. During the last week, there's been a disaster at the town hall. Kidding itself, it's a song and dance troupe. The dancing and singing were foot and mouth disease, and the business they're doing wouldn't keep the boss in hooch. But the leading girl is the dead slickest little cutie you ever saw.
Oh.
Could you translate?
He says, the entertainment lacks merit and support, but the leading artiste, was good for Master's eyesight.
After the show, I breezed round, pulled off a pickup, and dated her for a mooch on the sandhill.
Calamity, you were seen!
So what? It was a mere mooch, you nasty little man with a muckrake.
I never touched her. Even when we said goodbye, we only shook hands.
Well, I've heard enough of this.
Told you, he's going to snuff to Ernestine.
I'm not. I'm going to feed the canary.
And we shook hands, weren't you, Will?
I'll tell you something interesting, Dave. She's scared.
What of?
There's a big stiff in the troupe. Another actor. Won't leave her alone. Keeps trying it on.
Does he fit?
I told her I'd come round before the show tonight, aggravate him, then sock him on the conch.
Oh, that's how you amuse yourselves in Canada, is it?
But when I got to the town hall, it was deserted. Except for an ancient loon playing the cornet. Apparently, the trooper decided to throw in the towel. Pity, because I should like to have knocked that big snap.
Max, I must see this girl.
Naughty boy.
No, merely window shopping, you understand. Didn't the cornet man know where they'd gone?
He didn't know what day it was, and then I had to get back. After all, I am Ernestine's guest. I must show a certain amount of respect for the old moo.
I got it. Look, Max, you go out for this carol party, give it the slip, and if you find this pop's hair, come back here for me.
But then what?
Well, you can do this socky on the conch business, and I can, well, hold your jacket.
Suits me.
Maxwell?
Speaking.
Why are you so late? What have you been doing?
What?
Why are you so late? What have you been doing? It's a big night for translating.
I've been buying a Christmas card for Edwin.
On the sandhills with the low piero.
Edwin, you've been snouting.
Aren't you an irritant?
Our information came from the chapel.
Surely you haven't been to chapel, Max.
Hello, Louise. Darling.
Have you seen this girl, David?
How could he? He's only just heard of her. He hasn't had time to see her yet. I mean, he can't have seen her if he's only just heard of her.
All right, old boy. No end to stop.
Isn't it time we started out, dear?
I'm sorry, Ernestine, I can't carol.
But you must. It's for charity.
His reasons for not singing are purely charitable.
Well, I thought you'd come for my sake, David.
Oh, surely, darling, you're not going to be the sort of wife who makes her husband do something he doesn't want to. Are you, darling?
If she's any sense, she will.
Max will keep you company. Max wants to go, don't you, Max?
You bet. We can sing duets, Louise.
Well, it's nice that somebody wants my company.
For heaven's sake, let us commence caroling. Have you got the collecting box, Edwin?
Yes, dear. And now it's empty, but soon it will be full.
Just sit here and set the pot, poke the fire. Well, I'll be all right. Don't worry about me.
We won't.
To contribute to the carols.
Hop it! I'm trying to get drunk.
Oh, thank you. A Merry Christmas to one and all.
Impertinent. Emasculating, Edwin. We'll try the seaman's mission. Edwin, lead us in.
Yes, dear. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And a happy new year.
Who is that caroling cornetist, sir?
There's no idiot, sir. He's not very popular.
See what you mean?
I'll magnify, sir. Is it all right me entertaining my young man in the kitchen?
You go ahead. Tell me again what he does.
What you and Mr. Max are always trying to do.
Lucky chap. It's nearly nine. Where the hell is Max?
All right. I'll let him in, sir.
Right. Oh, gammon blast. I've had about enough of you, my fellow sir. Now, where's the poker?
Perfect peace.
This way, if you please, Mum.
I'll have that gaddish cad about.
Good Lord. Who is all this?
It's Mrs. Gather again.
What are you doing with that poker?
I just killed a cuckoo.
They're all mad, dear. All right, girl, you can go. Right. Now, was it you that took my lodger on the sand hills and promised her help? In hot words?
What have my words got to do with you, whether H or C?
And now she do want help. I'm her landlady, and if I don't get her rent, I'll keep her drunk.
Ah, you're the one who had a to-do with Edward.
A to-do with him, and a poo-poo from her. And now I want my money.
Where's this little girl now?
Outside.
Outside in the cold?
No, outside in the hall.
What?
Come in here, miss.
Well, hello. Come in, my child. Now, don't be afraid. Wow.
I'm awfully sorry. She made me come here. Mrs. Gather, this isn't the one.
No, but I quite agree with him. I say, it's warm in here. Take your scarf off, or your coat. Take off anything you like.
I'll remain clad, thank you.
I wasn't talking to you.
It's all her fault. She said if he's walked out on you, he'll have to help you. She said she knew by experience of her own.
Oh, I can scarcely believe that.
Cut the smooth talk. £2.05, she owes me.
Is that all? Well, we'll dispense with you at once. Ah, my money's upstairs. Mrs. Gather, go back from whence you came. I'll bring the little girl along with the cash.
Not on your dally.
If you want your money, you'll get it at home.
I see. It's your turn to be left alone with her. And so much for Mrs. Stoke and her pooing.
Oh, dear. She already thinks badly of Max. Now she'll say your motives are worse than they are.
Don't worry. They can't be. What's your name?
Rose Adair. Chantreuse et danseuse.
Ah, warbler and hoofer.
They think it sounds better in French. It's been an awful show all round.
Yes, I heard it was. But what exactly happened tonight?
When I got back from that walk, I found the man who ran the show had skipped with all the takings, such as they were. So I couldn't pay Mrs. Gather. I packed my things, but she wouldn't let me go. Neither would he.
Ah, I was stiff. Max told me a fellow artiste was paying you unwanted attention. The bounder.
He says I'm under contract to him or something, and he'll get me work in London.
He's asking for a sock on the con.
Well, I wouldn't do that.
No, I wouldn't. That's more in Max's line. Look here. I'm going to help you.
Why? You don't know me.
No, but you're pretty.
Oh, I've heard that before.
Don't worry. I won't do anything you don't like.
And that.
But look. If you can see a man's just being pleasant and helpful and he puts his arm round you like this, well, you wouldn't mind, would you?
Not a bit. There are some men one can make friends with quicker than others.
How true that is. That's very clever of you. You know, roses are my favourite flower.
Ah! Who's that?
I don't know. I can't see through walls.
Look, I can't stay. I don't even know your name or why you're here or anything.
I'm David, and I'm engaged to the sister of... Ah, wrong.
Engaged?
Yes. No, that is, I'm only here for the Christmas presents.
Listen, you've been awfully nice, but I must go now.
No, wait. You can't tell a man he's awfully nice and then go out of his knife into the light. Oh, sorry. I've been talking to Edwin.
Who's Edwin?
Question we often ask. Oh, there's rose red lips. I must. Just once.
Almost as bad as Max.
What?
Oh, sir, a man!
We don't want a man.
He's asking for this young lady.
Crikey, the stiff.
How dare he come here?
No, you're disheveled. Can you adjust your dress?
Sorry, I've been caught up in the kitchen. Shall I show him in?
I don't know. How big is he?
6'3" and 14 stone. You are discovered, Jezebel.
My God, Wallace Beery.
Good luck, sir.
Warwick Westbourne. My card. Heavy is a speciality.
Happy Christmas.
How dare you manhandle my maiden?
I'm not your maiden. Who told you I was here?
The skivvy of the diggings. I took your bag while the old ma was out. Now, look, come away. You've messed around enough with these local bloods.
No, don't go away. Stay and play.
Well, I'll be all right. You've been too kind to me as it is.
And I intend to be even kinder. See here, Warwick Westbourne, my card. I was mugging your maiden just now.
Varlet!
And I jolly well intend to mug her again.
David! What on earth do you think you're doing?
Louise, darling. Darling. Hello. What are you here for?
Some dry shoes.
You trod in a puddle. Who are these people?
This is Mr. Westbourne. He's a card.
I've come to take this girl hence.
Oh, that girl. I see now why you wanted to stay in.
Louise, listen, I've only been kind to her.
And what do you think you're being to me? I'm going to change my shoes.
Now, look here. I won't have this in my house.
Are you referring to me?
Quite agree. Edwin, get rid of the heavy, but keep the arsenal. Louise, listen, please.
Will you just let me explain?
No! Depart, you arsenal, you!
We shall, and you needn't think you'll see her again.
I've seen all I want, thank you.
Oh, you have too, have you? I'll remember that. You're nothing but a pack of skirt hunters.
No! Come, Miss Adair.
Please, would you thank David for me?
No, I won't. Be gone. The idea. Hanky-panky in my house. Depravity in Dugwater. What's the time? Hello? Someone's come to my cuckoo, really.
Edwin, why are you talking to yourself?
Have you crippled the cuckoo?
Listen, so has that little gal been here.
Yes, Louise discovered her dabbling with David.
What blast you sticking your nose in? Where's the stiff taking the gal?
I'm ready, Edwin. We can continue carrying.
Oh, good. I've hardly halted my walk.
Louise, don't go back with bitter thoughts.
It's Christmas time. It comes but once a year. Ding dong, ding dong.
You were kissing her, and it wasn't even under the mistletoe. Come on, Max. You said you'd keep me warm.
I'll follow in a minute, sweetheart.
Hello. Where's the little girl?
Off you go, Edwin.
Very well. Did you see the clock? My cuckoo's cock-eyed.
So, you've been keeping your sweetheart warm, have you?
Pure friendship, old boy. Listen, I've got to find that stick.
I think I missed it.
Came in the back way. It often avoids questions. Hey, there was a young guy in the kitchen. Flo said he'd come to mend the boiler.
Odd. She told me he was a deck chair attendant. Look, Max, I'm going to rescue that little girl, aren't we?
Sure. Haven't done my socking yet. But where the hell are they?
Aha! The bird murderer.
What, again, Rosebud?
Good grief. Is this one of yours, old boy?
Don't you knock?
I followed Mr. Fast Trousers here, round the back. That kitchen is a den of iniquity. There was your maid adjusting her wherewithals, and a man under the table saying he was measuring up for wallpaper.
You've got to hand it to Flo.
Affronted my morals, Wolf. Had to have a nip of cooking sherry. Filthy stuff. Now, where's that young woman?
Her actor friend took her away.
Blast him. He went to my rooms and kidnapped her trunk. And what about my rent?
You'll get your rent and more besides. Where did he take the trunk?
How much more besides?
Oodles, pots, lashings. Just tell us. Where did he take the trunk?
My maid heard him tell the cabman to an hotel, so-called.
She means a pub. Max will know it.
Which one?
The Bella Vista.
Never heard of it.
You wouldn't. It's temperance.
Disgusting. We'd better stock our passport, then.
Righto.
Run by an old biddy called Pike.
You'll show us the way, though.
Here, make that three glasses.
But you don't imbibe.
No, but it will take away the taste of the sherry.
Smile in your eye.
Myself. Good nasty night.
Yes, we'll be cozy here, Ducky. Nobody much uses the Bella Vista.
It's hardly Bella, and it isn't a vista.
Meat!
Mr. Butcher's as well.
Meet, janitor at the town hall. He's the boots here.
Oh, what a horrid place. How long must we stay?
Tomorrow we hire a car and motor to town. Oh, C.B. Cochran's looking for a leading lady. I'll fix it.
How can we hire a car? We still owe that old woman her rent.
Oh, it's taken care of.
Only I'll bang the bell.
There's someone I'd like you to meet, meet.
Oh? This your bit of fluff, is it?
Oh, downstairs, you might.
Which is her room?
Upstairs and opposite. I am carrying her bag.
Oh, I'm surprised you can carry that cornet.
I've had an hell of a night. Someone fired a gun at me.
Never mind that, dear. Where's Mrs. Pike?
Going to buy an alibrate.
Good. Have you got the cash?
I ain't sure. Don't seem logic.
I told you. Give me a fiver, and you get all the theatrical costumes at the town hall.
I can't go around dressed up as Harley Quinn. People would talk.
No, but you can sell them. Worth at least 20 quid.
There ain't five pound in the cash box.
Well, open it anyway.
Before the boss gets back. She ain't got no end for business. She's a damn nuisance to me. Larsa.
Anyone about? All right, you two. The coast clear.
On tiptoe, Mrs. Gamma, if you can. Pardon me, madam, but you're creaking a bit.
Oh, that's on account of paddling through puddles in these new shoes. Mrs. Pike? It's deserted.
I'm not surprised. What a dump.
Look there!
No!
On the desk. Is that?
Who's that? The stairs?
It is that. Is that? Yes, it is.
Say, there's a staircase, eh?
A staircase?
Yes, a staircase.
Well, I never said it was a bungalow.
He must have carried her off to the bedroom.
What about my money?
What do you want money for? You said yourself it's temperance. If you leave that, I'll follow. Right, the old one, two, then bed.
Yes, the old one, two, then bed. Oh, these shoes are killing me. Oh, I don't know. Dashing about dead water on my time and life. It's undignified. Who done that? Was that you, Mrs. Pike?
Blast! It's the old trap.
It's him. Yeah. I want my money. You actor.
Why don't you settle on the sofa, Ma?
No, no, how dare you. Come back here.
A pleasure to have met you again, ma'am. Good night.
Oh, help, help. The lodger's allowed to Salt Battery Hill.
Shut your trap, you old bag!
Hello, what is it? What's going on?
The lodger. He was here, then he went.
The stiff was here, damnation.
Heavens, what's she doing here?
Interrupting my arpeggio, you did.
Are you the boss of this sarsaparilla speaker there?
Who did?
He's Mr. Meat, uncle of Mrs. Pye.
We don't want any society gossip, thank you.
Meat?
It's a very old bit. Where's the heavy?
Well, he said he was going to hire a motor car.
Ah, that'll be Fred Fling on the front.
I'll give him 3 quid. I'm a businessman.
Typical. I mean, look at you. You should be brighter. I'll go after him. He won't get away.
Goodbye, Max. Get that 3 quid.
Sure. After I've talked him.
There you are there, Mrs. Geller. My friend's gone pure rent. We'll bring her out.
Oh, you said that last time, and where is it?
Meet her, boy. Give her the hotel cash box. There's the chap.
Yeah, you give that back.
So, how's business with you? Ah, not so good. Eightpence.
I want more than eightpence. Meanwhile, I'll have your back.
Oh, do you oh, what am I going to do?
Well, you're not staying here with a door between your room and the stiff's. Here you, stick.
Mate.
Me, stick. If you want her room, it'll be vacant.
I don't know what you mean.
If you don't know what vacant means, nobody does.
I've had enough of this. I'll see you don't cheat on me anyhow.
Where are you going in a squeaky shoe?
You'll find out. I'll never let to see her treacles again. So I won't.
I don't want to go back to her rooms. They're worse than this place.
You won't. I'll take you somewhere miles away.
Yes, and tomorrow you'll cast me aside like a soiled glove. I used to say that in the play.
No wonder it closed. You will come away with me, won't you?
Are you always as quick as this?
No, but you're so easy to be quick with. The moment I saw you, I said to myself,
where's my cash box?
Where's my cash box? What? Oh, I'd forgotten about this bit of scrag end.
Yeah. I'll give him £3. She don't understand business. She's bought an elephant.
I'm going to be on the queen.
Yes, yes, that's right.
Aha! Caught you in fragrant derelicto.
Good Lord, who is this hairdresser's advertisement?
I won't take Jalliford. I won't.
Primrose Pike proprietress. I know what's been going on here. You're the gigolo and you're the hactress, so-called. Loose morals under my roof.
I've done nothing wrong.
No? Give me the cash box, Uncle. So it's true. £3 thorn.
You don't give me no pocket money, you don't. Here. I used to be in the fire brigade.
Sure it wasn't the light brigade? Look, Mrs. Pike, it's not this young lady's fault. In any case, I'm taking her away to conduct loose morals elsewhere.
No, thank you. Not without my £3 is paid. Now then, Uncle, time for cocoa. Let's all to bed.
I don't want to go to bed.
I want no opus from you two. But get a move on, Uncle, and no a playing of that trumpet.
I hope you die soon.
I say, do you think it's a wig?
Oh, dear. Now what do we do?
Damn and blast, Dubwater.
Max, did you find Mr. Westphal?
No, but I found another bloke very much like him, so I dotted him one. I had to give him £2.
You impetuous ass! £2 is just what we need to pay off Mrs. Gather.
What's the problem? You can get your money from the Stoats and settle with her.
Not so easy. We're having a bit of trouble with the boss here. Primrose Pike, about 55, going on 30. Wants to hold us here till she gets her £3 back.
Perhaps I should try to mollify her.
No, mollifying's Max's department. Let's take a chance. You get your bag and I'll take away from all this.
Gosh, I do think you're dashing.
What are you playing at? If this hotel woman blabs, it'll finish you with Louise. I know. I do so want to do it nicely. Still, that's where your mollifying comes in.
Sure, I can charm the birds off the trees, and if it doesn't work, I dare say I can kiss Louise's tears away. Good grief, is this the bird?
Yes, it's a tall tree, too.
Now then, it's rude to whisper.
Good evening, Miss Pike. Is your mother at home?
That's the stuff, old boy. Pour it on.
I'll just pop upstairs and make sure that wicked girl isn't trying to shin down the drainpipe. Hello, Primrose. I see Dubwater's been saving its best till last.
I've heard about you. You're that Mr. Fast Trousers. What do you want?
Just a word in your shell-like. Say, what beautiful hair.
Oh.
And to think some girls use dye to get that effect.
Now, now, distance, please.
Oh, come on. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Oh, how dare you pinch my sit-upon?
Why don't we nestle on the sofa for a moment?
I must get that seen to. Remove your hand, please.
Oh, come on. Be gay.
I haven't been gay since my husband left me.
I bet he has. I mean, I want to be nice to you.
I told your friend. If you want to be nice to me, you'll have to give me £3.
£3? That's rather a lot, isn't it?
Ah! Now we'll see what's what. Come in, Mr. Tugball.
How about a kiss, my little mutton? I mean, lamb.
Oh, you're all a pack of focuses.
Oh, go get a saucer of milk, you old cat.
Is it happening now, then? What's going on here?
My God, the cops!
Dave, get down here, pronto!
That's one of the gang besmirching Mrs. Pye. Arrest him.
I'm unbesmirched and intact, thank you, Mrs. Gather.
Tickling in the temperance? Tut, tut. Come on, Rose, we'll take a run for it. Max!
Oh, my sainted aunt.
That's the other one with this little bit of how'd you do what owes me rent.
Students, who called the police?
Dave, what do you mean by telling Blondie I'd give her £3 when we can't even pay the old trout?
In court! Now then, miss, a charge has been preferred by Mrs. Geller. The allegation is that you, young woman, have conspired to leave her lodgings and never settle behind her back.
But I do want to pay the poor old lady.
Listen to the old young woman. Well, she has a point, Mrs. Gather. I mean, certain people here won't see 50 again.
And certain people here don't get their head in the pot when they're drawing their pension.
Hey, big yours.
Now then, ladies.
Look, Butterball, my money's at the Stoats. I'll take the trout back there and pay her.
Well, that sounds reasonable. You better pop off then.
Oh, no, they don't. £3 of mine has been took.
What's this? Money took by you? By her?
The hat all she came here. We've got my silly old uncle to help to the cash box.
I know nothing of that. Mr. Westbourne only told me he had enough money to pay Mrs. Gather, and he swore he would.
Don't act the innocent. You said he was going to hire a car for you to make your getaway by
him. Half a mo.
Take the helmet. We've got all night.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Now listen here, Ernest. Ernest, sir, that's the way the land lies.
You get me my £2.05 and you can come round next Wednesday and have another go at my trifle.
I want my £3, Ernest Tadpole, or you get no more fish suppers on Fridays.
I say, Max, we've got a sporting constable.
Indeed, I think Mr. Tadpole represents all that is finest about our wonderful police force.
So I do. And I'll see you pay the trifle £2.05 and the fish supper £3.
And since I'm the one it's got to come to by with for the first, I'll take charge of it, thank you, miss.
Keep my bag and no
nice girl.
Now then, Mrs. Gather.
Come around with you.
I'll bring
you home.
Go back to bed,
uncle. My lady, this bag is now in the custody of the law.
Thank you. There ain't no sugar in my cocoa.
What? And you two gents is under arrest until such time as you've coughed up.
Well, then, you're a pop-bellied little policeman who deserves what's coming to him. Oh, boy, and I'm just in the mood.
No, Max, please. Don't do it. Don't. No.
No. Stop the cop. What a beauty. A policeman's lot is not a happy one.
Happy one.
Oh, my God.
We've lost Edwin, the slave Max, and your candle's gone out. Oh, why don't we just go home?
Never! There's money in this Carol singing lark. Wait till I get my hands on that article, Clark. I distinctly said left at the horse trough.
I must say, you're not a very encouraging advertisement for connubial bliss.
What's bliss got to do with it? Wait a while, spot a likely candidate, then pounce and persecute. That's what a man needs.
In my case, it's Davy who does the pouncing.
Oh!
Oh, I never thought I'd be spending Christmas Eve in a bus shelter. Oh, have we missed the last one?
Oh, you city girls. Spunk, that's what you lack, spunk. Girls, we'll wait until the tempest abates and then seek out and correct our errant clerk. Now, after three. Three.
While shepherds watch their flocks by night, all seated on the ground, the angel of the Lord came down, and glory shone
Christmas, my true love sent to me. Turtledoves, seven lords are laying, five old things.
Festive greetings to one and all. Oh, dear, 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 dear. This is no night for an article clerk to be abroad. Where are the others? I distinctly said left at the memorial horse trough. Or was it right? Fancy having to make a collection to sleep with my wife. Ah, a merry peasant approaches. Season's greeting, sir. All coinage gratefully accepted.
Blast your kidneys and damn your eyes, cursed caroler.
Oh, most kind. Oh, it's Mr. Card. Don't hit me.
The ferret.
Scoot, I never touched her.
I want to hire a motor car.
I want to see the Parthenon, but I don't suppose I ever shall. I say, have you seen a group of cheery songsters?
I passed a gang of old biddies in the bus shelter. One's got a face like a horse.
Oh, no, not a horse, a bloodhound. Thank you, I'll catch up with them. We'll try the hotels that end of town.
Listen, weasel. You'll steer clear of the temperance place, because if I find you've been fooling with my girl, I'll twist your head off, break your spine, and throw the pieces off the pier.
I think I've got that. Would you like me to sing at you?
I'd rather play the Glasgow Empire.
Well, you'd think he'd support a fellow artiste. Onward, Edwin. On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me tea, turtle doves, and a parcel in a pear tree.
Barley water. You mean people drink this stuff for pleasure? No, for penance. Bella Vista, my eye. I bet prisons wound up on this dump.
We'll be able to verify that soon. Prison's what you get for stocking cock.
What a corker, though. Smack in the eye.
Put a sock in it, meat.
Look, why don't we just make a run for it?
We're under arrest, you ass. And that blasted gather woman's imprisoned Rose and her bag in the bedroom.
Oh, hell. Can't we just raise the money somehow?
And who precisely do you propose to raise it from?
Oh, boy, do I hear a cow.
And who's got the collecting box?
Come in, Edelwin.
Evening. Please contribute to the Friday Night Fund. I mean the organ. Oh, good heavens.
Hi, Edwin. How nice to see you.
What are you fellows doing here?
We're waiting for you. Now, where are the rest of the merry songsters?
Well, I last saw them at the Memorial Horse Trot.
I hope Ernestine remembered her nose back. You see, Edwin, what we're really interested in is your little box.
Oh, well, that's capital.
Yes, we hope it will be. May I? Here, Max, feel that weight.
You know, when I first saw you here, I had qualms.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can I get you a little peppermint?
How do you open this damn thing?
Ah, here. What are you doing?
Hell and damnation, there can't be more than a couple of quid. Edwin, you're a useless little rattler.
Oh, don't be bothered, Max. He's a nice little man. Use the humane killer.
You hold him, Dave. I'll go through his pockets.
Oh! Please! Don't do that!
Nothing there. Let's try here.
I'm tickling this. Oh, I'm there, too.
Where's his damn pocket?
Oh, Ernestine, please. Oh, you minx, Ernestine. Please stop.
Ah, so that's what happens on Friday night.
Ah, got the little beauty.
All right, Edwin. You can get dressed now.
Who am I? Where's the cup only?
1, 2, 3 pounds. Housey, housey.
And we can make up the rest from the box.
Put it back. You fellas are up to something, I can tell.
Yes, Edwin. We won't disguise it from you any longer. We want some money. But you shall have it all back.
You're nothing but a pair of common crooks. I shall summon assistance. Help! Police! Robbery! Help!
For God's sake, come in, Arthur. Come here, you silly stone.
Help! Please!
You give the place a bad name.
What? Like Dunraven or Monrepair?
What are you doing to poor Mr. Stone?
Keep your hair on, Blondie. I've got your money.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a nice surprise, I'm sure.
But that's my money.
Yes. Well, if you drink a glass of milk, you don't ask which cow it come out of.
I thought this was a temperance hotel. I had a quieter night after Mavic.
Help! Help!
Now then, what's going on? Oh, so you're it in Mr. Stoke now, are you? Right, you are coming with me down to the cells for the night, man.
I say, you've got a black eye, Constable.
I know I have, courtesy of the unicorn with the toothbrush and staff.
And the past trousers.
Never mind the pace of his pants. Now, where are my handcuffs?
Really, Max, I've had about enough of you dragging the name of Stoke from the dirt of mud water, assaulting a policeman.
I'll fetch the straitjacket, Constable.
I'm not a violent man, but you deserve a good hiding.
But, Edwin, think of Ernestine. That should help his aim. Now you bring your right fist back like this.
It's better than the only wrestling at the ball.
Now, calm down, sir.
Out of the way, Temple!
Now.
Oh, but I'm squeamish.
Shut your eyes. You don't like the sight of blood. Right. Brace yourself, Max. Right. Okay, Edwin.
How did I do? Did I get him?
Open your eyes, Edwin. Sorry, I ducked Edwin in
theory. Oh, what have I done? What have I done? I hit a policeman. I'm a church warden and I've hit a policeman. Oh, I think I'm going to...
Fed.
Oh!
Edwin!
Oh!
Are you in there? Edwin!
My God, Ernestine! Grab his legs, Dave. We'll take him upstairs.
Edwin!
Ernest, have a step of my stomach, Lassie. Sling him over your shoulder, Mrs. Gather. You're stronger than I. I'll carry his helmet. Mr. Stone, wake up.
Shall I throw a jug of water over him? I'd like to.
Don't be unkind. He's such a harmless little man.
Harmless? First he casts you out into the night with Wallace Berry, lays out the copper, and then gets himself robbed of his pocketbook.
Well, who could be so cruel as to rob the poor lad?
I can't imagine. Now, blasted Ernestine's downstairs, baying for everyone's blood.
Galoshes, fill the box.
Looks like a pet gerbil I once had. Did his wife see him?
No, she was wearing the gardener's sou'wester. Came down over her nose. Great improvement. We managed to smuggle him up here in the meadow. Oh, shut up. Good Lord, what a night. Still, at least I've got the cash to pay off your rent.
It was nice of Mr. Stoke to lend you the church funds.
Yes, wasn't it? Really. I don't know what you must think of me.
I'll tell you. You're a darling. I adore you. You're a prince among men.
No, no, tell me honestly.
But, oh, you are bound to another.
Ah, yes, but I confidently expect to be unbound by the new year, if not sooner.
There you are. There's something about you and actresses and bedrooms, isn't there?
Oh, don't blather, gather. Here's your money.
I can't take that. It's all in bits.
Well, you didn't specify gold bars.
Well, put it on the bed.
Why, are you going to wheel it home?
No, I'm going to count it out.
Dear, do you think he needs a doctor?
Smelly salt. That's what he wants. Have a sniff, Stoat.
Oh, blimey.
Welcome back, Edwin.
How are you feeling?
You! I'm in a bedroom with an actress. I should leave forthwith.
Oh, I shouldn't do that, old boy. Ernestine's below.
What? Lock the door. Open the window. All hands on deck. Man the pumps.
£1.3, £1.36. £1.36.
What's he doing with my collection?
Reckoning up my rent, that's what.
Madam, that money was filched for me by subterfuge, by this pocketbook pincher.
Oh, don't talk to me over the bed. I don't know you well enough.
David, you said it was a loan.
Well, so it is. Well, don't you remember, Edwin? You said, hello, David. You look like a man who could use £2.5. Please, take mine.
So, this money was ill-got.
Ill-got it is not. Mrs. Glather, I pillar the church, you prop the chapel. Give it back!
Take it! And welcome. I'll see you pay, you copper bipper. You'll be spending Christmas in jug.
Hi, Rosebud. Gosh, but you're lovely when you're angry.
I've got a minister to my Ernest.
He's being ministered to. He's sitting up eating Mrs. Pike's pickled egg.
What? I'll give Primrose Pike pickled egg.
Max, Max, what? Lock the door and pocket the key.
Right.
We've got to have a power.
Where's Mrs. Stoke?
Oh, calamity. Ernestine. Did she say anything?
No, mind you, I think she will when she comes round.
Comes round?
Yes. She tripped over the copper and banged her head on the piano. Apparently, Mrs. Pike sent Louise to the chemist for witch hazel.
But, David, if Louise finds us in a bedroom together...
I've got an imagination, thank you.
Really?
Oh, this is all your fault, you silly stoat. You drove this sweet girl into the arms of a scamp.
That was her own choice.
He gave me no other choice.
Oh, don't argue with him. He likes it. He doesn't get a chance at home. And then you wouldn't pay the gather woman, so now Rose can't go back to her dinner.
But where shall I go? I can't stay here.
Cobblers.
I beg your pardon?
Cobblers is what Edwin chose to call his house. He bought it from a shoe magnate.
Well, you can't carry on as cobblers.
Look, we've got to get out of here before Ernestine and Louise barge in. Right, it opens onto the backyard. Only 15 feet.
I can't jump 15 feet from a window.
Oh, you won't have to. We'll throw you out.
I know. We can knot some sheets together. We used to do it in Raffles, Gentleman Crook.
I refuse to take part in amateur theatricals.
Edwin!
Oh.
Where are you?
Give me a sheet.
Edwin Stoke!
Knit one, pearl one, knit one, pearl one.
No, don't worry. The dustbin will break your fall.
If you're in there with an actress,
Edwin. Oh,
zombie with Ernestine. She sounds madder than a wet hen.
Oh, abide with me.
Oh, bite down.
Open up this door.
Crikey, zombie. Wait, wait, very quiet. Rose, you do the talking.
Shh. Is this the Trollope's bedroom?
It is. Why have you locked this door, miss?
Because I haven't got anything on.
Are you alone in there?
Of course. What do you think I am?
I have a shrewd idea. Oh, my jaw is so sore.
Yes, I know.
Yes, it's a cruel piano lead. Mr. Stout, I hope you're not in there consulting with a native dancer.
My husband wouldn't dare. Oh, my tooth's back in place.
Open the door, young woman. Go away. I wish you had looked.
Come along, Mrs. Pike. We'll fetch the skeleton.
I want you dressed and downstairs, miss. Come, Mrs. Stout. I've left that she-devil too long with Ernest.
Phew, they're gone. They'll be back with the skeleton kit. Edwin, tie that sheet to the leg of the bed.
Where's this naked dancer, then?
Well done, Angel. You were terrific.
Did you really think so?
Never mind the notices. Dave, you take Rose back to Cobbler's, get in Edelwyn's car and clear out of town.
They're not buzzing off in my bullnose.
Oh, Mr. Stout, that's wonderful of you.
You're a brick, Edwin. Well, now, we'll get the car, some money and some petrol, then go right away. Then we'll get some more petrol and go further away.
But what about me?
You climb down the road, go round to the front of the hotel and say you've been collecting at the lighthouse.
Oh, is it open at night? Pardon?
Granted.
There's a car drawn up opposite. Someone's running off!
They're coming back. Off you go, Edwin.
I can't do it. I'm vertiginous.
I don't care if you're luminous. Get on the windowsill.
You'll be all right, Mr. Stone. I'll put my arms around you.
I don't think this young woman. I don't need this door.
Go on, Edwin.
I can't. I can't. It's bigger than Beachy Head.
Good evening, one and all. Welcome to the asylum.
Edwin!
Ernestine!
David!
Louise!
Mrs. Dare!
Mrs. Pike!
Jezebel!
Westbourne!
Why don't we print a program?
Edwin Stout, how dare you crouch in company?
Embrace my maiden, would you, philanderer? Let me get my hands on you, Stout!
Thank you, Mr. Westbourne. He's my husband. I get first pot.
Very well, madam. I'll strangle him. You hit him.
You're a gentleman. Come here.
I suppose you've got an explanation, David. Miss Louise, it isn't what you're thinking.
You don't know what I'm thinking.
Ernestine, don't you think the poor thing's had enough?
Come on, Rose, grab your bag and let's get out of here.
Here, where do you think you're going?
Over a stroll. You stay and watch the big fight.
Oh, Eagle, sit with the hat.
Right, madam. One more for luck.
I think so. Turn back.
Splendid, madam. A bullseye.
Edwin, get out of that gush. You better at once. Who lost this tooth?
Now, where's the other one?
Gone and locked unseen.
That's all right. I've done this in a motion picture. Clear the way.
That'll be 6 guineas.
Ooh.
Come, ladies. The chase is on.
And all it stands for. Let's get him out.
Heaven knows I'm a long-suffering spouse, but this puts the lid on it.
Well, I wouldn't mind the lid. It'll keep off the rain. Oh. And please stop whistling at me. Oh. There's enough wind as it is.
It's because of you and whistling. I stumbled over the constabulary, I banged my head on the piano in the field.
Come on, Ernestine. We're getting to help. Take hold of his hand. Pull.
did the dustman call?
We confused them.
Let us stay here. Oh, the curse of Canaan collapse. Louise, be so good as to manipulate my mandible. Oh, gentle delight.
Oh, I can't stay here and miss Christmas dinner. I've got such a tasty turkey.
Perkins knows for you, my lad. There is a smell. You're sleeping in the potting shed tonight.
And how do you intend to get in there?
He's stuck. We'll roll him home. Oh, I dread to think what David is up to at Cobbler's with his bit of theatrical twice nightly.
Oh, she's more than twice nightly, if I'm any judge. I know, Ernestine. We'll tip him out.
Right. Edwin, prepare to be expelled.
Oh, my box! My box has burst! The money's down the drain!
Yes, and with it, your aspirations of a Friday night promenade.
Oh, dear. Hard luck, Edwin.
I say. Never seen a temperance dustbin before. Why should that pipe burst want an abdominal support?
Probably belongs to meat. It looks like a trumpeter's truss. Where are the Pike gang?
Oh, and look! Empty bottles of strong liquor! The woman's a charlatan, trading them to false pretenses. I shall tell the mayor.
You are the mayor, you fool.
Oh, yes.
But not for much longer. Oh, it'll be all over the front page of the Duffwater Declaimer. Local dignitary in bedroom scandal with actress disowned by Freemasons.
Oh, thank you for your social standing, Ernestine. I'm soaked to the skin, and I want to know what my fiancé's up to. Let's go.
I said, where's that crazy cornetist and those common women?
Probably cavorting with the constabulary. Don't never mind them. Edwin, attention. And up to people, up to people.
Keep those arms straight, Edwin. Up to people.
I've got an elephant headache.
What you need is a couple of aspirates. Good. Here, Ernest, partake of another pickle, Dave.
Wrong drink, he was. Not that I approve. I'll nip down the Red Cow.
If the chief constable ever gets to hear of this, cut my head.
And now, mate, to soothe you with sweet song, copper. Two lovely black eyes. Ah, what a
crush! All of you look meat. The corner of yours constitutes a threatening weapon.
Hello, hello, what's this in your cyborg primrose pie? Is it a slicker? Oh, oh.
Pure medicinal, Mrs. Gossip Gather. They're for Uncle and his hiatus hernia.
I ain't got no hiatus hernia. Rip! That's what I got. Rip! That's a disease of poultry, you old maniac. You.
Now, Ernest. Tonic wine. A drop for you, a drop for me. A drop for you, another little one for me.
Look at her, and you know, it's half a piece
of
the patients.
Milk almighty! Chops everlasting!
Now look, you are both fine, forthright women, but we have got to get after the stunt gang. I'm going to arrest most of them. It'll be my finest hour. I'm retiring soon. I'll get a clock.
Alas, and alack. Thrice, woe and weeping.
It's a hacker, so called.
Look, mate, you weren't much good on the pier.
No, I asked for my money back.
Call on him, constable. I'll give him 3 quid and I've got me frocks.
We must await a cobbler's to stymie the stoops. My cutie is kidnapped.
Also, my car.
What?
Oh, very good ensemble work. Yes, I popped out to the promenade, had a peep, and perceived my vehicular transport.
Gone!
And never call me mother. Right, there's umbrellas for all in the hall. Up you get, Ernest.
Good, what festive fun! That's enough of that.
Sweet violins. Oh, you do suit the surge, my cocky little constable.
The honour of the Bella Vista is at stake.
Yes, we all paddle down the promenade, hike up the high street, amble along the avenue, and confront them at Cobblers.
Mum, that shall be our watchword.
I say, what do you really think of my performance last week?
Cobblers! No,
Up this hour, Flo.
Looking for the cat, sir. It was mewing and making furious noises.
We don't want a lot of natural history, thank you. Now then, is your young man still here, Flo?
No, he had to put away his deck chairs. Now, there's cocoa in the kitchen. Care for a cup?
No time for that. We've only called to collar some cash from the car. Now, we've not been here, Flo, okay?
Have you seen Mr. Max? He's upstairs, Miss Don, in dry attire. Oh, I do love a bit of romance. Oh, dear. I seem to have fairly kiboshed this household. I wonder what will happen to poor little Mr. Stoot.
Don't worry, I expect it's happened already. Now, you stay here, and I'll nip upstairs and gather the gather's rent.
Hey, now, I'm borrowing a thumbtack evening, isn't it?
No, thanks to you. I thought you would get us top the stiff.
Change of plan. I've got some good news for you.
You're going back to Canada?
This is all my fault. I should never have strolled with you in the sand hills.
Nonsense. We saw a crab and some seaweed. Oh, don't cry. Your problems are resolved. I was just about to tell David.
Oh, sir, yes? Danger looms.
What?
I had a peep from the pantry. Oh. The mistress is leading the master up the garden path. Oh, can I hide in the kitchen? They'll go there for cocoa. Oh, come on, miss. I'll take you up to my room by the back stairs. Lawrence, you're an angel. Quietly now, or we'll wake cook.
Well, I'll stay here and casually examine the cuckoo clock. Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the guy and the
get by the fire, run up!
Oh, leave him be, Ernestine. You shoved him.
Look at my old kin and kin. Edwin, you nip a bit. There's a fish head stuck in your breast pocket.
Ah, I want a strong bird with you all.
Strong, weak, two sugars, I don't mind.
What on earth have you been up to, Max?
Bending the clock.
I demand an explanation.
Sure, it's a common technical problem, Edwin. What we in the trade call being hit with a poker.
Never mind the clock. Where is David?
You're whistling, Ernestine. Please adjust your place.
Oh! Max, you're incorrigible.
Look, will you please explain to my wife what I was doing in an actress's boudoir?
I should worry, Edwin. Your stock will go up like a rocket when this gets out.
Max, it is in your interest to let me speak to David.
Your wish is my command, Princess.
Darling!
Enter our hero, not knowing development.
I've got the cash, darling. Now for the car keys. The old gang's having a reunion. How nice.
Where have you been? Where are you going?
Well, yes. Nowhere. What? Out. Oh, no. Yes. To meet you.
Oh, so that's why you locked the bedroom door and ran off with the actress?
Bedroom? Locked? Actress?
Don't prevent. Chilly shally, whistle waffle.
After you with the thesaurus. Where is this creature now? Oh, her. Yes, Max, where is she?
I can't say, old boy.
Why are you winking?
Why are you stinking?
David.
But dashed if I do know where she is.
I've had enough of this. I want my cocoa.
Oh, yes, you'd like to change the subject to cocoa.
Mr. Max, it's all right. It's dried out. Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Florence, who is drying out?
The cat, Mum. She was mewing and making curious noises, but now she's dried out.
Now go to bed at once, you silly girl. Edwin, to the kitchen. I'm going to give you a brisk rub down.
If only the mood were upon me.
Max, David, you stay here. I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
No, please, dear, not my bottom.
Now, David, what have you got to say for yourself?
Max, what have I got to say for myself?
Well, not much, I'd imagine. I think I can say goodnight to the cat. Pause.
You're a very naughty boy, David.
No, don't speak. I know it's all over. Isn't it?
I can see how you feel towards Rose. But I forgive you.
No, don't do that.
I forgive you hurting my feelings because now I'm going to hurt yours.
That's more like it.
Yes, David. I love another.
I fear the worst.
Who won the coconut?
Max.
Max?
Oh, this is hard to bear. Leave me. I would be alone.
There, I'm over now.
Has he spoken about me?
Never stopped. I know why he isn't here. Can't be you instead of all this cat nonsense.
Oh, well, that's a relief. And, David, one more thing. That night in the taxi, I thought you were someone else, too.
Oh, you're a sport, Louise. How about a kiss for old time's sake?
Hey, I hope this isn't a touching reconciliation.
A farewell embrace, old boy. How's the cat?
Eating Edwin's fish head. What is this?
Max, I gather you want to clasp me. Well,
It's mutual.
What?
Oh, boy, doggone it, and hut-cha-cha.
I think he's pleased.
Dave, if I give you sixpence, will you go and play with your toy soldiers?
I bequeath him to you, old man. The little girl's gone. I shall walk along the pier and out into the deep. Do not grieve. Thank you. Goodbye.
Oh, sorry, I meant to tell you. She's in Flo's bedroom.
What? Why do you say so, you blithering idiot? I can go for it once.
Has love turned your brain? You walk straight into Ernestine.
Well, I can't stay here while you can noodle. I've led a sheltered life.
Well, go over there and mend the cuckoo clock. You broke it.
No peeping. And put your fingers in your ears.
I'll mend it with my feet, then.
Now, Max, you bad boy. Are you sure you didn't kiss the little girl on the sand, Hugh?
I didn't even kiss her on the cheek. Ha! Shut up, Louise. Do you bruise easily?
No. Why?
I'll show you why. Come here. Mm.
Oh, ecstasy.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, horrible.
I bet he never kissed you like that.
Nobody kissed me like that.
Ah, I think this big girl's here.
And just for you, I'll try and give up stalking people.
I think you're terrific.
I think you're blossoming springtime.
I think I'm going to be ill.
All clear, David. Wasn't so bad, was it?
Revolting. Ah, there, let's fix it. Just shut his little doors and wind the hands off.
Ah, good. You're still here. Ernestina wants us all to go to bed.
What, sardine party?
It is getting rather late.
There's church in the morning, though I don't know how I shall face the congregation.
That's all right. Going sideways.
Edwin, what are you wearing?
It's old Maggie's not ready to catch fishes.
I've just had a rub down.
There you are. It's 3:00.
Edwin, go to your room.
It's Christmas tomorrow. You can't shove your husband in a dustbin at night and give him a present in the morning.
You can. As you'll find out when you're married to David.
Well, actually, Ernest...
Oh, that reminds me about the presents. Edwin, you'll come upstairs and help me sort them.
Yes, dear.
I'll go up too. Good night, darling.
Good night, darling. Okay, Edwin. Hand them in.
What?
The car keys. They're usually in that revolting present from Margate on the whole stand.
Oh, yes, you'd drive the car keys, wouldn't you? But there are no flies on Edwin. Oh, no, I'm an astute stoat.
What are you withering about?
You ask anyone in Dadwater, E. Stoat. He's the acme of articled clerking, they'll say.
Did you bang your head on that, Dusty?
So when he comes home, what does he do? Oh, he's shrewd. He removes them. The sleeping giant wakes. Ha, ha!
So where are they?
Where are they, indeed? They're locked in Ernestine's chest of drawers. Ha, ha! Very good. Well done, Edwin. Have a cigar.
What? Don't worry about it, Dave.
Don't worry about it. This sleeping giant has scuppered everything.
All right, Jack, the coast is clear. Oh, lummy again.
We don't want a weather report. The mistress sent you to your room.
I couldn't sleep, sir. There's something under my bed.
Don't worry, sir. There's one under mine, too.
Off you go, Edwin. Parcel up your presents.
Is Edwin slow? Oh, no. Car keys for soup.
Is the little girl still in your room?
I smuggled her down to the kitchen, sir.
Terrific. Pop off and fetch her, then.
I hope you're going to put something in my stocking.
If I can find it, you can have it.
But how are you going to get away? Give her a piggyback?
Stop smirking. You look like Mr. Baldwin.
Why shouldn't I smirk? I'm the key to your happiness, or rather, keys.
You've got Edwin's car keys?
Not Edwin's, no. Remember earlier I said I'd some good news for you, but you were so impatient you didn't even ask how I got back from the hotel so quickly.
Fascinated as I am by your travel arrangements,
I pinched the stiff's car.
What?
Sure. I jumped from the window and chased him, but he nipped into the hotel. Well, much as I wanted to sock him, I thought, hello, there's a car. My old friend Dave wants a car, so I pinched it. It's parked round the corner.
Max, you're as clever as Edwin.
Thank you.
Partly, miss, there's a squeaky floorboard. That's the one. David, I'm sorry about all this.
Good grief.
I say. Why the deshabille? I hardly know you.
I got rather wet tonight, so I slipped out of my dress and talked down your particulars, miss. I'll lend them my dressing gown while they were airing. It's all right, I've got them all here.
Well, I'm particularly interested in the particulars.
Well, you better get dressed quickly.
No, take your time. I'd like a flosher.
We're not selling tickets. Now get upstairs and fetch the keys. And don't bump into Ernestine.
I'd rather bump into Flo.
You fat fool!
Aren't you going too, David?
I thought I'd stay and help. I mean, I could, hand you things.
Draw the curtains, will you? I don't want all of Dadwater watching. You know, I'm not happy about us taking Mr. Stoat's car.
We're not. We're borrowing the stiffs. Max pinched it.
Golly, we'd better hurry. He's bound to come looking.
Yes, but he'll walk straight into Max's fist. I say, what are these extraordinary things for?
Don't pretend you've never seen Kaminikas before. Put them on the back of the dining chair.
You know, I'm a lucky devil. Louise has been wonderful.
Oh, so she wants you back?
No, no, she thinks I'm a swine. The foolish girl's taken on Max.
In that case, may I ask you something?
Have we got time for a quiz?
Will you marry me?
Harry Martin. Of course. Take me. I'm yours.
Oh, heavens. My bag. It's still in Florence's bedroom.
I'll fetch it. Don't go away.
But what shall I do if I'm disturbed?
Will you dress like that? Edwin will be the one who's disturbed. I don't know. Under the table, behind the curtains, up the chimney. You're the one who's been in flares.
Act three, scene two. Rose is discovered alone in the dining room at Cobbler's. It is late one Christmas Eve. She wears a dressing gown and carries her clothes. Honestly, I usually get paid for acting in farce. Tentatively, Rose begins to loose the cord on her dressing gown. At this moment...
Edwin, do get a move on.
It's part of the heavy, dear.
I knew it. It always happens. Oh, help!
Where are we, dear?
By the dining room. Don't drop any of
them. Oh, table. Jimmy. Oh, no. Oh. Rose grabs her clothes and darts behind the curtains. She peeps through the gap and too late sees the cabinet is on the back of the chair. Oh, Lord, I wish I was in Crimson.
Ah, here we are. Well, really, that's just like Max to leave the light on.
I can't see where I'm going.
You shouldn't be so short. Put the parcels on the table.
Yes, dear. Oh. Sorry. That's the balsam inhaler I got for Florence.
Yes, well, I'll arrange the presents by the fire. You hand them to me.
Do you mind if I sit down, dear? I'm feeling rather tired.
Oh, good Lord. I say, what's this?
What's what?
It's my coccyx, dear. I foolishly banged it on the dustbin. And here's a present. To dear Louise, with all good wishes from Uncle Bagshot.
There you are. Next. Well, come along.
To Mr. Stoke from all of the office. Oh, it's not very big.
You needn't read out all the rigmarole, especially over a blotter. Oh, that can go in the middle. No. No, mine is a little.
What on earth is this garment? It's not an antimacassar.
Don't meddle, Edwin. Hand me two or three at a time. Oh, my jaw.
I'm dressed here, darling. Ah, Ernestine, Edwin, what for?
Oh, darling, dear. Of course I'm dressed. Why aren't you at rest upstairs?
Ernestine, you've got a loose tooth.
I was unsighted in my sou'wester. Oh, that's better. What are you doing here?
Who, me? Same as you.
What have you got in that bag?
What bag? Oh, this bag. My Christmas presents, of course. I wanted to put them out as a surprise, but you beat me to it, you rascal.
You must wait till I've arranged mine. Hurry up, Edwin.
Here's an assortment, dear.
Good Lord, Edwin. What's that on your lap?
I found them on the chair. Are they yours?
No, I can't wear silk.
What are you two whispering
about? No, Edwin, don't tell her. Not till tomorrow morning. You'll spoil it.
Edwin Whitstable's tote.
Whitstable?
Well, my father used to go there for the shrimping.
What do you think you've got there?
Well, go on. Say Nix.
Nix.
How dare you flaunt lurid female particulars at me?
Well, that's done it. And I did so want them to be a surprise. So, Ernestine, wishing you a very happy Christmas.
What?
I hope they fit.
Okay, Dave, I've got the keys. Good Lord, Ernestine. Very fetching. What are they?
Nix.
Here, Dave. Have you motoring?
My keys!
Hmm?
Have you been rummaging in my wife's drawers?
I'll have a go, if she'll hand them over.
Really?
So these are the keys to my car. They're going away.
Who's going away?
I. Them.
Us. Oh, we're going away.
You and Max are going away.
Yes, and I hope we'll be very happy.
What was that? Someone sneezed.
Me.
I do.
I've had a tickle all day.
Who the devil's calling at this time of night?
I've a rough idea. Get going, Dave.
I'll draw the curtains and pair at the porch.
No. Look under the table or up the chimney.
We don't know people who use the chimney.
Yes, you do. Father Christmas. Max, do something.
She's behind the curtain.
Ernestine, your nicks are driving me nuts. Allow me to help you step into it.
Get off. My wife's personal apparel is purely my prerogative.
Oh, well done, Edwin. You didn't spoon around.
Really? I can draw my own drapes, can't I?
Hello, everyone. Merry Christmas.
What are you doing in my house, you common little baggage?
Trying to get out of it. Oh, my, oh, my.
right. No peace for the wicked.
Standing there with nothing on. I've never seen such a stocking.
I just as had some news. Oh, Edwin.
Well, I've never stocked such a shining seat either.
No, what about Friday night?
David, I don't know how you're going to face Louise.
Easy. He just turns round.
Louise! Oh! Avert your gaze from this strumpet. Oh! Oh, damn it, a swollen mouth.
It's all right, oh. Ernestine. They've got my seal of approval.
What?
We've been playing musical chairs. I'm engaged to Louise now.
Ooh, horror upon horror.
So I'll be your brother-in-law.
Terror upon terror.
Oh, shut up. But Louise, you know nothing about him.
Well, that's why she's marrying him.
Please, can I have my knickers? Your attention, please.
Oh, what is it, girl?
Mrs. Gather, Mrs. Pike, oh, Mr. Tumble, Mr. Westbourne, and a man with a trumpet.
Ain't it
neat?
Off you go, Ernest. Arrest most of them.
If anyone else beats him, they'll have Primrose Pike to help the two.
Edwin Stowe to Mr. Fast Trousers, in the name of the law.
Oh, Jezebel. You stand naked before your paramour.
Max, your moment has come.
Oh, boy, clear the deck.
Edwin, assert yourself.
Welcome to Cobblers, everyone. Shall we have some cocoa?
Oh, what lovely knicks, Rose. Where did you buy them?
By the power invested in me.
Hang here, a selection from Choo-Choo Chair.
Oh. If you want to know the time, ask them leave. And...
Madam, you're drunk.
Give us a kiss.
Ooh.
Where's the port?
Are you the squirt who appropriated my motor?
You bet, you big stiff. Prepare to be socked on the conch.
Here, where's the privilege?
So excuse him. He's incontinent.
How dare you admit this? Riffraff, you stupid girl.
Oh, shut your tato, you old moo.
I beg your pardon.
Come on, then, you Canadian clever dick.
Sweet dreams, you thick slice of ham.
Now then, we don't want a public affray.
Jesus, cop.
You good
I forbid. Fisticuffs.
Out of the way, Edwin.
Ooh!
Westbourne, look, up there.
Up where?
All yours, Max. Thanks, Dad.
Now.
I threw the air with the greatest of ease.
I did it. I stuck the stiff. Ladies and gents, I give you the champ.
Right, now this has gone far enough. Disgraceful behavior. Chaos of cobblers. Order, please, order. I said silence! And you.
That's better. Get off the table. You look ridiculous.
Quiet, woman.
What did you say?
Terrific, Edwin. Keep it up. That's the stuff of man.
I say, I think the worm is turning.
I've had about as much as an article clerk can stand. I've been knobbed on the nose by a knocker, dumped in a dustbin, robbed of £3, beamed a copper, caught with cammy knickers, and scrubbed down in the kitchen. Quite frankly, I've had enough.
Where is he? Where's that Canadian squirt?
Do stop complaining. Take that.
Oh, beautiful, Edwin. What an uppercut.
Edwin, are you trying to be masterful?
Put a sock in it, you husband, Harrier. Support, I'm reporting you to your superiors.
Ah, oh, yes? What for?
For being a complete ass. Get out and take your bit of fancy goods with you.
Oh, the nice girls, lava, please, bird. Where's my £2.5?
Set aside for clock repairs. As for you, Mrs. Peroxide Pike.
How dare you? You're barred from my hotel.
Well, I'll see your clothes down for keeping a disorderly house. Go home and give your abominable uncle a bath. You're a public nuisance. You'll cut your cornetting forthwith.
All right, I'll chuck it away. I'll take up the drums again.
Florence? You've insulted the mistress and carried on in the kitchen.
Oh, calm down, Tarzan. My notice is on the all stand. I'm going in for the deck chair lock.
Cracking weasel,
Maxwell,
The Mauritania sails for Canada on Monday. Mm. I shall personally purchase 2 tickets.
Great, I'll join the Mounties. They always get their man, too.
You angel, Edwin.
I'll send you a snap of Saskatchewan.
Someone stop the stupid so-and-so. I'm mistress of this house.
Cease your sibilance, Syra.
Oh.
David, you are no longer an honorary stoat. Be gone this instant and take your terpsichorean titbit with you.
You cast us out on Christmas Eve?
Don't worry, David. You see, I happen to have an aunt with a bungalow in Mogna.
An accommodating aunt? Gosh, this is handy.
Oh, won't it be fun? I'll give up the stage and build the little nest. And you can go off to the office in your bowler hat. And after tea, you can do little jobs about the house.
It's not so light, Mike. You ain't saw nothing.
It sounds perfect. But how do we get there?
I bequeath you my bullnose. I keep crashing the damn thing anyway.
This will all cost a fortune.
Ernestine, I would remind you that it's still Friday night.
But Edwin...
Quiet! I've only one thing to say to you.
Yes, Edwin.
Woman, get up those stairs!
Oh, yes, Edwin.
And do try to be alluring. This meeting is now closed. Thank you for your attention. Happy Christmas and ding-dong merrily on high. Good night.
He had to get under, get out and get under his little automobile. Brum, brum. Forty little open top, isn't she? Not too cold.
No, and at least it stopped raining. Anyway, darling, I've got my love to keep me warm.
Oh, what a night, eh? A Christmas to remember.
And I've got the best present I've ever had. You.
Oh, you know, I've got a nagging feeling I ought to pull over and we fade on the big embrace.
Gosh, how do you think of these wonderful ideas?
Now, how does it go, this stage kiss?
Well, you put your arm around me, and I nestle into your shoulder like this, and then...
My golly, I think I'll take up the theatrical life. I say, do you think we can make your aunt's bungalow tonight?
Oh, I do hope so. And forget the stage. I'm not letting you loose amongst actresses. In any case, my uncle's in business in Bogna. He's looking for a junior.
You mean a job? As in work?
Oh, you'll get used to it. Oh, I've had such fun tonight. I lost my knickers and found a husband.
I'm not sure I'm husband material.
Oh, you will be. I'll see to that. And later on, who knows? The patter of tiny feet.
Yes, how jolly. I say, Rose.
Yes, beloved?
What exactly is your uncle's business?
Oh, didn't I say? You'll never guess. He's an articled clerk.
What do you think of Ben Travers, eh, Cuss?
Oh, have laughed so much since you were telling the horse draw.
Very comical.
Oh, Babs, I'm going to sleep with my program under my pillow. They've all signed by their characters' names. Look, Edwin, Desmond Barrett, Ernestine, Jill Graham, and bam, Mrs. Gabber, Elizabeth Spring.
Let's have a deck. Oh, yes, Michael Cochran's put his name by David. Mm-hmm. And next to
Max is Alex Jennings. Oh, and your chum Teresa Gallagher's put an arrow pointing to Rose. I liked it when she lost to Nick.
Yes, they're all there. Louise, Geraldine Fitzgerald, Mrs. Pike, Jilly Mears, and meet Brian Miller. Lawrence has been signed by Sonny Ormond, Westman by Christopher Scott, and Tadball by John Badley. Wonderful.
The chap who played the cornet is there too, Kevin Robinson. And there on the front, Turkey Time was adapted by Martin Reed.
Super.
He signed. And we were lucky the director was in for the last night. See? Sue Wilson.
Yeah, poor house. It's going to get a bit chilly, what? Shall we repair to the Ritz for a night?
And we can make a detour past the Pavilion Theatre.
Oh, good idea. We'll see all the names in lights and the posters for the review. Hit the Heights.
Oh, that's where we're going on Monday, isn't it? A show with lots of
tunes. Oh, tunes and sketches galore. Terrific cast, too. Headed by the divine Miss Elizabeth Welch. And Mr. John Moffat. Mr. Sophistication himself.
Here's our tab. I'll sit by you, Hubert, and you can tell me all about gelding chickens or whatever it is you do in
Hampshire. All aboard, then. Next stop, the Pavilion Theatre, and...
Hit it by the Heights!